Let's get to our guest, Lorene Gilbert, CEO of Wealthwise Financial. Well, it's a complex marketplace out there. We've had this huge drop in the stock market and in the bond market, and people are looking for bottoms. It seems like you're attracted here to high-quality investment-grade bonds. And so if we look into credit like this and into some of the ways of getting exposure, the ETF LQD is one we can focus on. It's dropped from just over 130 to just over 100. So if you buy this now, you've already taken we've had a lot of pain there. You're now expecting that we'll have yields coming down sometime soon, Lorene.
Well, I think when you look at the bond market in general, there's going to be a reversion to the mean. And so right now there is an opportunity in fixed income. And what I would say the opportunity is to start with quality, you know, treasuries, and then go down the credit chain there and being more careful, keeping it on the quality side, because as the economy deteriorates, if we continue to see a deterioration of the economy, you know, right now still economic numbers are good, but if we start to see a deterioration, then of course we know that the areas of credit will be affected more than your quality side of things. But we do see, in a sense, decade-long opportunities in fixed income for people who are looking to add cash and want to keep it conservative.
Well, absolutely. And you look at this and you look at two-year yields at nearly 4.3%. I mean, that represents value, surely, and also safety.
Right. And I think that, you know, for a lot of people looking to deploy cash right now are looking and saying, you know, as we're heading closer to a recession than farther away from it, where do we put our resources? And my answer to that would be to stick with value-oriented equities that are dividend-paying stocks, and then looking at the fixed income opportunity where we've seen such a drawdown.
Do you like a mix of, because you talked about a mix of fixed income, you know, including sovereigns and credit. What about munis? Do munis look pretty good here, particularly given the tax-free nature?
Absolutely. I mean, municipal bonds have been hit incredibly hard year to date. And yet, when we look at the credit quality of these municipalities, they're flush. So around the country, these are municipalities that are going to pay their debts. So absolutely, municipalities are a great opportunity for their tax-free nature as well.
You know, we've got this aggressive Fed out there. We've got the possibility of a recession. Well, to begin with, how what are the chances of a recession this year and next? And secondly, how much pain do you think the Fed is willing to place on the U.S. economy?
Well, the Fed is definitely talking tough, and what they're doing is saying that they're going to be tough going forward. And if you believe what they're saying, then certainly it's going to be hard to hit a soft landing. And they've stopped even talking about a soft landing, which indicates they're willing to go to a hard landing. So certainly that means a recession. And so the big question is, do we believe what the Fed is saying? Or in fact, are they going to talk tough and hope that things somewhat slow down and the inflation starts coming down, and then they can then pause? So, you know, I don't see a recession in 2022, and it's very unlikely in 2022. And even 2023, right now, if you look at what's kind of been priced in, is 25% to 30% chance of a recession 12 months out. But having said that, I think the likelihood of a recession in 2023, late 2023 or 2024, is very probable.
So that makes it a difficult time, really, to get aggressive and probably even to do a lot of buying in the equity markets. And particularly, you started off with talking about investment-grade corporate bonds. Is it likely that we're going to see a pretty sharp revision down of earnings expectations over this next period?
I think we're already seeing that from analysts, and I think we're going to continue to hear that. And the question is, do earnings just go off the cliff, or is it just, continuing to slow down? I do think, though, that it is an opportune time to, over time, be purchasing in equity. So we are seeing opportunities there. So we certainly do see some opportunities that I think, people could take advantage of. But certainly on the more defensive, cautious way. And I think for investors to be thinking about their opportunities right now in taxable accounts would be to take tax loss harvesting. And if in their retirement accounts, they're gonna want to hold longer than doing too much of selling, because you're not going to get any kind of tax advantage there.
Tell me something here as well. If you took your views, let's say, a month ago to what they are now, how would they have evolved? That's the first part of my question. And secondly, do you think that the merchants of doom for Europe are over-egging it?
Right. So we certainly have changed our stance, and that's changed along with the Fed's statements. You know, really, Jackson Hole was a pivot. And ever since then, to take them seriously as far as what they're saying would mean that we need to be more concerned about this hard landing idea. And so, yes, I would say that we have pivoted as well to being on the more cautious side, preparing ourselves for a potential recession. Having said that, I would also say that not all recessions are created equally, and we are not expecting a severe recession. And that's why I say that even through this trough, we see opportunities that I think people can take advantage of. And then to your point about Europe, I do think somewhat it is potentially overdone, and although this Nord Stream pipeline is another big issue, and that's the latest news, but with that, what we heard is that Italy is prepared for the winter. And so, the question is, how many countries are, in fact, they've been preparing. Maybe they're more prepared than we think they are.
Yeah, but you've just outlined, you've got a slowing U.S. economy, a slowing European economy, and a slowing Chinese economy. Well, I think we're out of time. I don't think we can really go into this, but it paints a pretty nervous picture out there, Laureen. Thanks very much.